A Tonga's National Forest official has rejected appeals seeking to reduce the size of a controversial Prince of Wales Island timber sale. The agency says stopping the sale could kill much of what's left of the region's wood products industry. Environmental groups say their proposed changes would have provided wood and protected wildlife habitat. The conflict could end up in court. Court Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Tonga supervisor Forrest Cole says he's ready to move forward with the logjam timber sale. It's slated to provide about 73 million board feet of lumber from an area southwest of Kaufman Cove. Cole rejected a joint appeal from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, Audubon Alaska, and the Alaska Wilderness League. The groups proposed what's called a conservation alternative. Cole says it would cut the timber sale about in half.
Short term, it didn't make sense to me. Long term, it didn't make sense to me.
He says the alternative would not allow an economically viable sale, and that would mean no one would bid on it.
The logjam timber sale is predominantly conventional logging, which is cheaper than helicopter. And if we'd taken a conservation alternative, it would have made it predominantly helicopter. Had we done that, I don't think we would have had a full supply of volume that was suggested that we would have to make available, because a portion of it, if not all of it, potentially would have been deficit.
SEAC Conservation Director Buck Lindekugel says the alternative would have provided a solid, though smaller, supply for area mills. And he says helicopter logging is not really that much more expensive.
Given the landscape and given the problems that roads pose to wildlife, fragmenting the habitat and the like, it was important for us to come up with a way that provided economical volume without the exorbitant cost. And when you compare building road costs and helicopter yarding costs, it's closer than it appears first glance.
The logjam sale is slated for an area near Sweetwater Lake on the north-central part of the island between Thorn Bay and Kaufman Cove. Sections were logged about 20 years ago, and some roads are already in place. Lindekugel says the area remains a bridge connecting wildlife habitat on either side.
Prince of Wales Island has been heavily targeted, not only on national forest lands under the 50-year contract, but on private lands. And, you know, that legacy of industrial-scale clear-cutting, you know, leaves fewer options today in the 21st century.
The Forest Service says logjam is the Tongass' largest sale ready to be put out to bid. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says it could keep Klawock's Viking Lumber operating.
They had been unable to harvest enough this year to get them through the winter, where logjam has quite a bit of low-elevation timber, and if we get any kind of an open winter at all, they'll be able to keep operations going by hauling off that timber sale this winter.
Viking is Southeast Alaska's largest operating mill, but Cole says the logjam sale affects the future of more than one company. That's because there are no large sales pending that could take its place.
And I think we've been very clear with everybody that if logjam fails, so does the industry, and the potential for transitioning from old growth to young growth pretty much evaporates.
Cole's decision is not the final word. It needs to be reviewed by regional forester Denny Bashore, who will act by September 24th. If it's upheld, the sale could be challenged in court. Lindekugel says SEAC still wants to talk. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.